Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another Taco Tuesday. I'm Amber Boyens, registered dietitian nutritionist with MU Nutrition right here in Madison. And we're here to have another chat about delicious food and everything nutrition. And today I thought we could talk a little bit about condiments in honor of National Ketchup Day, one of everybody's favorite condiments. I know it is in our house a very popular choice among several members of my family. So I thought we could talk a little bit about what condiments are, what kind of nutritional benefit they come with, and when they're maybe not as helpful. So when we talk about condiments, there are tons and tons and tons of things that fit into this category. But some of the most common ones will be things like ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, barbecue sauce, soy sauce, vinegar, salad dressings like ranch, hot sauce, and relish. Some of those are probably pretty common in your house this time of year as we're getting the grills lit up like we talked about last week. And we use these for a lot of reasons. Sometimes we simply add condiments to add flavor to food, sometimes to change the texture or add a little bit of moisture. But they can also add nutrition as well. Or they can reduce the nutritional quality of the meal that you're eating. And quality of the condiment that you're buying matters. And quantity matters. So let's dive into the less nourishing aspects of this first. One of the biggest concerns with condiments is simply the amount of added sugar. So when you look at the back of any food item and you're looking at the nutrition facts label, one of the wonderful things about the updated label is that companies now have to include added sugar as part of the mandatory label. So when you're looking at your products, when you're looking at condiments in the grocery store or looking at what you have in your fridge or your cupboard, if you look under carbohydrates and then look under sugars, there should be a little spot that says added sugar. This is the part that we're particularly concerned about because these excess added sugars are one of the things that can get us in trouble with our health. So if we think about it in the long run, and over the course of a typical day, our average sugar intake should be somewhere between, added sugar, about 24 to 35 grams of added sugar per day as a limit. Now, if you go and look at some of your condiments, you might see that these can get us close to that limit relatively quickly. So for example, one tablespoon of regular ketchup has approximately 4 grams of added sugar. I'm guessing a lot of people use more than a tablespoon at most of their meals. 2 tablespoons of barbecue sauce, which is a serving size, typically has closer to 16 grams of added sugar. Now, when you're looking at these products, there certainly are no sugar added or reduced sugar versions of many of these products. A couple of things. First of all, they often cost a little bit more money. And part of that reason is because they're using products that are more expensive than high fructose corn syrup, which is often what's used in a lot of our condiments. The other thing you might notice, if it simply says no sugar added, that doesn't mean no sweetener added. And we've talked about this a couple of times, but it's important to turn that label around and look to see if it contains artificial sweeteners, which again, we've talked about a few times, could have some nutritional harm for certain people. So ideally we choose one that just has less sugar or is at least just using real sugar. So take a look at the ones that you've got in your kitchen, see where you're at, and the next time you go to the grocery store, see if you can find a version of that condiment that's just a little bit more nourishing. Now, another concern with some of our condiments is added oils. 2 of the most common oils that we see added to a lot of our condiments, like salad dressings and things like that, are soy oils and corn oils. And we've talked before, soy and corn are not bad foods. They actually come with a lot of nutritional benefit when we're eating them in their whole form. But when we're looking at just the oils from soy and corn, they're rich in omega-6 fatty acids. And this makes them pro-inflammatory, which means excess amounts over the long run can be harmful to your health. So trying to choose some of our condiments that have healthier oils in them or are richer in omega-3 fats can help mitigate a little bit of that risk. And just in general, most of our condiments tend to be relatively highly processed. And over several weeks, we've talked about the risk of having a highly processed diet. So So they often have added flavors, sometimes artificial colors, sweeteners, preservatives. Now, if you're using just a little bit or using them sometimes, I'm not terribly concerned about that. But if this is something that's coming into your diet most days or several times a day, maybe there's a few little changes we can make. And condiments aren't all bad. So sometimes they can help us get things in that we don't particularly enjoy. Like if you eat your vegetables with a little bit of ranch, or if you or your kids eat your protein sources with a little bit of barbecue sauce or ketchup. Those are helping us get in things that we need to get into our diet and that are providing a lot of nourishment. I would rather you get enough vegetables and use that ranch than not eat veggies at all. Sometimes these condiments actually have nutritional benefit. So for example, we've talked before about the lycopene in ketchup. That's an antioxidant or phytonutrient that comes from that rich red color of tomatoes and becomes more active when we cook it. So when we eat ketchup, we're getting benefits of lycopene that can help reduce inflammation in our body. Sometimes mayonnaise can be made with avocado oil or olive oil. Same thing with some of our salad dressings can be made with avocado or olive oil. And these are going to provide more anti-inflammatory fats, as well as usually some other nutrients or phytonutrients that help reduce inflammation. Some of our hot sauces, if you like hot sauces contain peppers that are rich in capsaicin, and this can be anti-inflammatory for a lot of people too. And sometimes we just enjoy condiments. So I'm not telling you that we need to pull them out of our diet by any means. Certainly incorporate them if it's something that you enjoy. But what can you do at home to maybe improve the quality of those condiments or improve the quality of the meals that you're having that include them? Well, in an ideal world, we would all just make our condiments from scratch. That's probably not realistic for most of us. I know I'm probably not going to go home tonight and make my own homemade ketchup. But if that's something you enjoy doing, you certainly can, and that's a great way to get around a lot of the challenges that we have with purchased condiments. Easiest thing to do is simply to read the labels and try to choose the most nourishing version that you can get. So think less sweetener, healthier fats, just the fewest extra things added to it that you can find. Also aim to season your foods with herbs and spices as much as possible to limit the need for those additional condiments. And then choose condiments that are inherently lower in sugar and oils. Mustard, vinegars, things like that are a great example of condiments that don't have a lot of extra stuff added to them and can add a ton of flavor into your food. And then simply limit the amount that you use. So when you look at the back of that food product and you look at that nutrition facts label, it's going to have on there a recommended serving size. Measure that out once or twice at home to see what that serving size actually looks like and compare it to what you typically put on your plate or on your food. Pulling back just a touch, even if we don't get to that actual serving size, can go a long way. Just slowly work your way back to getting closer to that serving size. So when you go home tonight, or if you're at home as you're listening, take a peek in your cupboard, take a peek in your fridge, see if there's one place for improvement that you could make in your selection of condiments this week or the next time you go to the store. If you have any questions about this, how to implement it into your diet, how to make some of those changes, or questions about anything else nutrition related, feel free to reach out to me. You can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's I-M-U. nutrition.com, or on Facebook at Immune Nutrition, or you can call right here to the radio station in Madison and they can get you in touch with me. Thanks for coming to another Taco Tuesday. I'm Amber Boyens and I will see you next week.